There are many among us that love winter and love spending those months outdoors. Now, for the rest of us, we have now arrived at the season we get to go outside and recreate. Some of the good news this year revolves around the border-to-border trail in Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's Issues of the Environment. So much has been accomplished on the trail, and this year more progress is going to be made towards completion. So let's say hello to the gentleman who's going to bring us up to speed. Peter Sanderson is Senior Park Planner at Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation, and thank you so much for the time today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
For some perspective, can you kind of remind us as to when the concept of the border-to-border trail won approval and the work on making it a reality got underway?
Sure. Well, it's been in planning documents since the 1980s here in Washtenaw County. The border-to-border concept, as we know it today, really originated in about 2000 or maybe 1999 with a group of interested parties that were trying to connect together the various park systems that we have in some of our cities like Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti.
Some will say, okay, it's been 19 years, and to me, it's rather amazing how much progress has been made in what should be considered a relatively short period of time. You agree?
Oh, yes. Yes. When you look across the state, most of these projects definitely don't happen overnight. They take a lot of time and partnerships to make them a reality.
So before we get into the next steps as to what's coming for the border-to-border trail, can you kind of paint me a word picture of a fully realized border-to-border trail in the future?
So the border-to-border trail is more than just a Washtenaw County initiative. It's part of the statewide Iron Bell Trail. So at the end of the day, what we'd like to see is Washtenaw County being at the center of more than 100 miles of regional trail system that would connect all the way from Jackson, the city of Jackson, up through Stockbridge, in, down into Chelsea, Dexter, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and then continuing on to the east to Belleville, and basically following the Huron River all the way down to Lake Erie Metro Park. So that's how we arrive at that 100-mile figure.
And it's pretty ambitious. So as we go through the planning process to get us to that point, is it something that is reviewed and renewed on an annual basis, or is there that fully realized long-term plan to get us there?
So the state, through the DNR, has a broader plan for the region because as a county agency, we can really only focus on our piece here. So we have various planning documents that show what our concept is, and a lot of those have gone through public engagement processes to verify and vet those. None of that's really set in stone until we start getting into the weeds of the engineering details.
We're talking about the border-to-border trail in Washtenaw County with Peter Sanderson. He is Senior Park Planner for the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Department and our guest on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. So, being that Washtenaw County is the area where we do have some say and what you are doing is exactly what you can do, how successful would you have rated the 2018 year for the border-to-border trail in Washtenaw County?
Oh, 2018 and 2019 are some of the most productive years that we've had in terms of construction. Typically, we've averaged around a mile per year since about 2000. And in 2018 and 19, we're actually going to be building more than 8 miles of trail in the county.
That is hugely significant. So let's talk a little bit about those plans for the rest of 2019. As I understand it, some of the work is already underway, right?
That's correct. We started a lot of the projects in 2018. Some of those roll over due to our winter construction cycles. But we have 4 projects that we have under construction or will be starting construction here shortly.
So what projects are going to be started and fully realized through the course of the year, or at least get close to completed?
So in 2018, we completed a section that's 2.6 miles northwest of Chelsea, roughly paralleling M-52 up towards the Green Lake Campground, which is a DNR facility. This year, we can expect phase 2 of that to get underway, which is a 2-mile extension of that. We'll take it all the way up to Linden Township Hall, which is at North Territorial and M-52. Part of that project, we expect to be putting in a tunnel underneath M-52, a pedestrian tunnel, so that folks don't have to cross over such a busy road. And we also anticipate a trailhead going in up near the Township Hall in partnership with the DNR and the Township.
That's going to make a big difference.
Oh, absolutely. Providing access to the trails is one of the key points of this, and working with our partners like the DNR, we're really increasing access to 33,000 acres of our state land right here in Washtenaw County.
So what else is going to be done? There's going to be a project in the Ann Arbor area as well, right?
Well, we have planning going on in the Ann Arbor area right now. The city of Ann Arbor is working on doing some reconstruction through Riverside Park of a section of border-to-border trail. So that's just east of the Argo Cascades. We're doing some repaving and boardwalk repairs there. The big news out of Ann Arbor is we're working with them right now on a planning study, engineering study, to look at how to safely connect people from Bandermer Park to Barton Nature Area, which is basically in that M14 North Main corridor. Our proposed solution is a tunnel underneath the railroad tracks, similar to the one that's south of there by Argo Dam that's anticipated to begin this year, but that one is not part of the border-to-border trail specifically. So we're working on a planning study so that we can create a safe connection across those railroad tracks here in the next few years.
So in terms of dollars and cents, if we can actually put that kind of figure to it, what kind of financial investment are we looking at in 2019 through Washtenaw County?
The 2018 and 19 numbers, we're looking at about $12 million worth of total work. That has been funded through six different grants that are a combination of state and federal money, several million dollars in private funding, and then the rest of that comes from our local road and trails millage that was passed by Washtenaw County voters in 2016.
I'm so glad we started talking and going down this road. Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU with our guest Peter Sanderson of the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Department. As you mentioned, none of the border-to-border trail gets completed without the cooperation of many governmental units, taxpayer investment, without the work and dedication of a number of private fundraisers, and of course that grant money. How valuable is it to have so many looking at a broader regional and statewide picture than just making it about individual hometown effort?
Partnership and collaboration has been central to the success of the border-to-border trail from its inception. When you look across the state, too, there's a lot of models that show that partnerships make a much better product in the end. And having the private side through the Huron-Waterloo Pathways Initiative has been a real boost to our progress and ability to get things funded by bringing the private funding side to the three-legged stool, being private, local, and grant funding.
What do you see as the quality of life issues that make the trail a value-added endeavor for Washtenaw County, Southeast Michigan, and the state of Michigan?
We have a wonderful series of park systems here, from the Huron-Clinton Metro Parks to our city parks to our county parks and DNR facilities. The real goal here is to make it so that you can walk out of your front door, find reasonable access to the trail system, and connect to one of these parks. We're looking at connecting about 55 parks within Washtenaw County and a little bit into the periphery in Livingston and Jackson County through this project.
Now, all of that sounds wonderful. If we look down the road, ultimately, is the trail a loss expenditure, a cost-neutral investment, or an economic driver?
Well, it's definitely an economic driver when you look at the data. It will cost us money to build it up front, but we're looking at making something that not only serves our county residents, but these have been shown to have a lot of economic impact from going through downtown areas, providing regional draws, tourism. It's not uncommon to find international bicycle tourists from Canada, the U.K.,
love to hear that.
Different states, things like that.
We're talking with Peter Sanderson. And Peter, I want to have you step away from your profession for a moment. What areas of the trail as it exists today have become some of your favorites?
Oh, I really like the part through the metro parks. I think those are real gems. You can see the Huron River from them. Mm-hmm. You can really get away from all the hustle and bustle of the city and get out into nature. And it's fully accessible, too. So it's great from, I can take friends and family out there, or I can, take my running friends out there on a longer journey if that's what our goal is.
And what part of the trail yet to come are you most looking forward to?
I think actually one of the nicest pieces will be what's going to be constructed later this year going through part of the Pinckney Recreation Area. We'll have some nice topography, views of Green Lake, access to camping out that way. So, you know, you can really make a weekend of it.
Well, we have a lot to enjoy today and even more to look forward to. Thank you so much for your time and for your insights today, Peter. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
That is Peter Sanderson, Senior Park Planner in the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Department, walking us through the updates on the Border to Border Trail. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner and is heard each Wednesday. You can access the Issues of the Environment archive at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.